Hi, this is Andy, and we're currently talking about the questions people ask you when we phone them. Now, the truth is that about half the people we phone don't ask any questions at all. So this isn't something to worry about, but it is something that it is worth being prepared for, because there are only three or possibly four essential questions that people ask. So it's quite easy to be prepared in order to handle these questions. And it's important to be able to handle them properly, because this next question was the question that the very first person I telephoned asked me. And I handled it very badly. And in fact, it took me a while to learn how to handle it properly. Once I was taught how to handle it, then it suddenly ceased to be a problem. But until I'd learned how to handle it, it was a real fear of mine that I was going to be asked this question again and I'd not handle it properly and it would all end badly. The question is it selling? It's actually the second most frequently asked question over the years in FLP, as I've counted the number of times people have asked me these questions. This is the second most commonly asked question. Is it selling? Firstly, let me share with you a couple of ways not to answer this question. Firstly, it's important not to lie. And even though you may believe you're not lying by saying, no, it's not selling, it's open to interpretation. Somebody may, some way down the line, think, oh, they weren't entirely truthful with me there. And the most important thing that we are with our prospects is honest, I believe, because we are building a relationship based on trust and respect. And if we start that relationship by being perceived to be dishonest, whether we are being dishonest or not, then it's not going to build a relationship of trust. Now, you may think, well, it's about recommendation, it's not about selling, so I'm justified in saying no. I think that your prospects further down the line would probably feel that was splitting hairs. And so I recommend that is not an answer that we use. Second answer that I don't recommend we use is to say, well, it depends what you mean by selling. Because, again, your prospect knows exactly what they mean, and they will presume that what they mean when they use a word is the right way to use a word, and there aren't any other ways of using that word. Now, if you look at any dictionary, you'll see that there are many different meanings for words, but in the moment, your prospect isn't going to think like that. And so if you start to say, well, it depends what you mean by selling, and try and redefine the words that they're using in your own terms, then I think your prospect will feel that you're just having an argument about the meanings of words, and they won't want to listen to you anyway. So it's been my experience that to try and use the it depends what you mean by selling approach isn't a very good one. Thirdly, I think it's important not to assume that just because somebody says, is it selling, they're asking that because they feel negative about selling, because there is a percentage of people who feel positive about sales and recognize that this is an area that they would like to get into, or indeed are already in. So what we need to do is find out whether somebody's asking the question because they want to get into sales or because they don't like the idea of selling in their terms. And they tend to use the word selling. They don't use the word sales, they use the word selling. And I think this is very important. You see, a lot of people who've got negative feelings, actually, it's not sales that they've got anything against. It's the idea that they may have to talk somebody into buying something they neither want nor need. That makes people feel uncomfortable. And to be perfectly frank, I'm not surprised it makes them feel comfortable, because it's not something I'd want to do, to talk somebody into buying something they neither want nor need. I'm not sure I could do it, to be perfectly honest. And so I'm not surprised people get racked with anxiety about the prospect of doing it. So the first thing is to find out whether somebody's anxious or eager with the idea of sales. So we simply ask them a question. And here is the killer way to find out what the underlying objection is behind somebody's question. And it's a simple phrase, and it's one that I would recommend you practice and you use often. You just pause a moment and say, that's an interesting question. What makes you ask that? Now, by saying that's an interesting question, we're expressing interest in them, so we are not challenging them when we ask a question. If we just say, what makes you ask that, they might think we're being defensive. They might misinterpret it as being defensive, and that would set them off as being defensive, and we must avoid that. And so the key thing is to actually declare, in the words that we use, that we are interested in them and their thought processes. So the phrase is, that's an interesting question. What makes you ask that? And about 95% of the people that we're speaking to will say, oh, because I could never get involved in selling. And 5% of the people that we speak to will say, because I want to get involved in sales, it's an area that appeals to me. I want to use my language skills, and I understand it's very lucrative. So with those 5% of people, all you need to say is, well, you're going to love this. We need to get together 40 minutes or so I can show you what it's all about. We need to do it sooner rather than later. Which would be best for you, tomorrow or the day after? And so we've gone straight there from handling the objection to closing to action again. Do you remember? And the last phase of the inviting formula, we're going to close to action. And so we've had the objection, we've handled the objection, and now we've closed to action again. Now, what about those other 95% of people who say, oh, no, I don't, it's not for me selling. I could never do that. I couldn't talk people into buying something they neither need or want, or words to those effects. The way I handle that is simply to say, well, I do understand how you feel. And this is exactly the phrase I use. So the idea of putting my foot in somebody's door and badgering them into buying something they neither need or want is something that filled me with anxiety, and it's something I could never do either. Fortunately, this is nothing like that. I need to get together with you, though, to explain what it is all about. Take about 40 minutes. I can't wait to tell you about it. Would tomorrow be best for you or the day after? Now, the whole point is we have defined the picture that we are going to say this is not what it's about. You see, we're being clear about what we don't do. And what we don't do is put our foot into somebody's door and talk them into buying something they don't want or need. And so by being clear with the image that we're then going to be negative about, the image is something that they will share. We've said no to something much more specific than this nebulous word selling, which can have all sorts of different shades of meaning. We've been more specific so we can dismiss it. That, I found, is the best way to handle the is it selling question, is to find out what the objection is that lies behind by using the that's an interesting question, what makes you ask that question, and then to define clearly the horror objection in their mind, so by saying I can understand that because that's something I could never do myself. Fortunately, this is nothing like that. And then move to close to action again. Hope that helps. Bye.